Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. It was nice to see the NBA open last night. Although the Pelicans, they blew a 16-point lead, and some things never change. Our coach sucks. And hashtag fire Gentry. Alvin Gentry, the coach of the Pelicans, going around and look, you look at his record in his career as a head coach. He's a career loser. He is far, far, far under 500. And that's winning. 500 is winning more games than you lose. And he's a career under 500 coach, and he has been no matter where he's been. And in my opinion, he doesn't believe in defense. He doesn't put a priority on playing defense. He's known for being an offensive coach. To me, he's offensive. But he's known as being an offensive coach, and his whole thing is shooting the ball as soon as you get it, getting as many shots off as you possibly can, only killing 8 to 10 seconds off the 24-second clock every possession, and not putting much focus on defense. And that's always been his MO, and it's never worked. And so, nice guy, he's a nice man. Got to watch out, though, in the coronavirus bubble. I mean, he's old now. He's in one of the groups that is at risk the most, so he's got to be careful. But two of their best players, Brandon Ingram, who's going to win the comeback player of the year, the most improved player of the year this year, got him in the Anthony Davis trade. He was one of the many guys we got for Anthony Davis. Brandon Ingram, a great ball player, but he was bad last night. He had a bad night. Brandon Ingram was bad last night. Lonzo Ball, who's had a good season, was horrible last night. Absolutely horrible. I think he took 13 shots and missed 11 of them. He was horrible. So they had two of their best players had real bad nights, and their best player, their flat out best player, the player who the NBA went out of their way to focus, to put the spotlight on by putting his team as the first game of the year on national television, TNT, the NBA did that. Zion Williamson, they only played him 15 minutes. And I don't know why they only played him 15 minutes, because he was out of the bubble because of the family emergency for a week and a half. So he wasn't with the team. That's the only thing I can think of. It can't be because they don't think he's ready to go. He's in shape. He's 20 years old. He only played 15 minutes. You know, if you're going to do that, make three or four of those minutes, the last 3 or 4 minutes of the game, because they blew a 16-point lead.
But even before the coronavirus deal, when he came back from his injury, they still kind of played him at a minimum because they didn't think he was in game shape after he recovered. So are they still continuing that trend? Or right before the coronavirus happened, he started playing like full game
Coleman, minutes. That was over 4 months ago.
Right.
That was over 4 months ago before the coronavirus.
I understand
He had an injury, and they watched his minutes as he was coming back. But that was over 4 months ago. That was long before the coronavirus. I think they watched his minutes last night because he was out of the bubble and he wasn't with the team for a week and a half right before the NBA season restarted. And I think it was because he wasn't with the team. And
but like the synergy or something, because he tested, he's negative. So I mean,
yeah, he's negative. And he's 20 years old. Don't tell me they're watching his minutes because he just got back because he's not in the best shape. He's a 20-year-old kid. Don't tell me that. But again, if you're gonna only play him 15 minutes, could you save a couple of those minutes for the last 4 minutes, 5 minutes, the end of the game? Anyways, I think with their new general manager, the president of player personnel, his name's David Gordon. He's everything he's done with the roster, in my opinion, loading it up with young players, the trades he made, the drafts he makes, and he's got more draft picks coming up. I think everything he's done with the roster is great. You know, 1 to 13, they're as deep as pretty much any team in the NBA. It's going to take a year, 2 years, maybe three. It's going to take a little bit of time to get going, and I think they're going to do that. I mean, this season I'm excited to at least sports is coming back and to watch. I'm a big sports fan and to watch games. I didn't expect much the restart this year, but the future looks bright. And it is good, and it is I know there's a lot of people down on the NBA because of the social justice. It says Black Lives Matter on the court. More on that coming up, because in my opinion, the saying is different than the group of the same name. The saying is good. The group is no good. I'll explain coming up. It's just good to see some sports. So now we've got baseball back. And they're dealing with a couple of coronavirus issues. And we've got basketball back, and they're in a bubble. That's how they're dealing with coronavirus issues. And now football. Camp has started, even though mostly camp right now. All we're getting is really cool coronavirus tests. Boy, that's some great coronavirus tests action we've got in camp. And they're not playing preseason. And so, hey, sports is trying to come back. That's what we do as Americans, right? We're resilient here in Louisiana, in New Orleans, and all over the country. We try to come back. But coming up next, I wasn't thrilled with all of the social justice in my face. Although that's what they're doing now. When I want to watch a game, I want to watch a sports game. I want to get away from that stuff. That's coming up, and we got a lot to do on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And usually when someone of note dies, I'll just simply ask you, hey, you see who died? And we tell you about that person. But yesterday someone died, and when this person died, it then became the perfect example of the toxic state of our country that we're living in right now here in the year 2020 when you turn to social media. Herman Cain died yesterday. Herman Cain was a very successful businessman who then got into politics later in life. And what's unique about Herman Cain, he happened to be a black conservative. You don't see very many of those. And I like Herman Cain a lot. As a matter of fact, I interviewed Herman Cain on the radio here in New Orleans a few years ago. But the reason why Herman Cain's death yesterday defined the toxic state of our country right now in America, 2020, is because as soon as he died, on social media, people were fighting with each other. People were Facebook fighting.
Of course.
Coleman. Because they said Herman Cain died from coronavirus. And then a lot of the places where you read about Herman Cain dying of coronavirus said there's a really good chance he got it at the Donald Trump rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And as soon as that got out there, people started screaming. On one side, how do you know Trump, he got it at the Trump rally? How do we know he got coronavirus at the Trump rally? As a matter of fact, we're not even sure if he died of coronavirus. Herman Cain was a stage 4 cancer survivor. Well, he did have stage 4 cancer back in 2004. That's when he was battling that and beating that. It was a long time ago. Because then you had people saying, well, yeah, there he was, pictures of Herman Cain at the Donald Trump rally in Tulsa, and he wasn't wearing a mask, and he didn't have coronavirus when he walked in there, because I guess you had to get tested for coronavirus. They tested your temperature before you walked into the Trump rally in Tulsa. And so if he was able to walk in there and he didn't have a high temperature, he might not have had coronavirus before he walked in there. And the fact is that just under 2 weeks after that particular rally, that's when Herman Cain went into the hospital. And that's when he did test positive for coronavirus. Look, I don't know if he got the coronavirus at the Trump rally or not. He was in public dealing with people in different places right around that time too. But instantly, as soon as he died and they found out, well, Herman Cain died of coronavirus, that's what everybody's telling us. Then the claws came out, the fists came out, and people started going back and forth on social media. But I will say this about Herman Cain. I liked him a lot. He was a very successful businessman before he got involved in politics. He was the leader of a pizza chain called Godfather's Pizza, and they were really big in the Midwest. And he also did very well with Burger King, leading a bunch of Burger Kings to making a lot of money. But Coleman, you were telling me that Godfather's Pizza, there used to be Godfather's Pizza.
Back in the 80s.
Around here.
Yep. But now they were replaced by Little Caesars. Like the places where on the West Bank where they were Godfather's Pizza, they were replaced by Little Caesars. So when we were talking about Herman Cain, I said the Little Caesars guy, and you're like, no, not Little Caesars. And I couldn't think of it because I remember the brand and how it looked, but it was Godfather's. And I remember, it's kind of like how there's a Rite Aid now where they used to be K&B and Eckers. Like the chain, like another company just came over and took over the buildings where the old chain was.
Well, again, a very, very successful businessman in the private sector, leading companies like that. And then later in life, he said, I'm gonna get involved in politics. And he happened to be a black conservative. You don't see very many black conservatives. I don't know why.
Some of my Facebook friends got him confused with Ben Carson. Because he's another black conservative. They thought, oh, the brain surgeon? Like, no, it's two different.
Two different black conservatives. So anyways, I was sad to see Herman Cain dying at the age of 74 yesterday.
See, that's another thing. His age probably played a big factor because he was in that range where at that age, he is susceptible to be harmed by coronavirus more than the rest of the population.
Sure. There's a very good chance if he was 20 years younger, 15 years younger, he might have gotten coronavirus and been sick for a few days and then recovered.
Yeah.
And he did run for president. He didn't get very far, but at one time in his life. Anyways, R.I.P. Herman Cain. A good guy and a successful guy, and it was sad to see him go at 74 years old yesterday, and a guy that obviously can think for himself, a black conservative. Coming up on the show, LSU football. They made a big announcement yesterday with their schedule, what they're going to be doing. And we'll explain about that and a couple of other big announcements in college football. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
Doy!
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. So we always ask you, be a part of our radio station on Facebook. We always put stuff up there. And we try to make it as entertaining as possible. On a personal level, I don't Facebook like I used to. It's gotten so... All people are doing is fighting. I can't deal with that. If I want to fight or if I want to deal with fighting, I don't have to go on social media. I can just walk outside my door. But our band, the Ass Clowns, Our latest song is all about people getting on Facebook and fighting. I mean, yesterday after Herman Cain died, the people were fighting over that, fighting over everything. Here's our song, Facebook Fighting, here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
I'm logging onto Facebook, and I'm on the lookout.
Look out!
Whoa, ho, ho, ho! Everybody's Facebook fighting, fingers as fast as lightning, and it's never very frightening, 'cause they only battle while typing. If I don't like what you say, I will block your ass today. Got 8 likes on my last post, so that means I know the most. If you don't agree with me, I'll unfriend you so easy. I'm on my soapbox all the time, because I'm trying to change your mind. Everybody was Facebook fighting.
Hey man, go f*** yourself. You don't know what you're talking about.
Fingers as fast as lightning.
Where'd you get your f***ing information from?
And it's never very frightening.
If you believe that, just unfriend me.
'Cause they only battle while they're typing.
You know what, you piece of f***? You're blocked.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And a new poll is out, and it says the majority of Americans blame China for its role in the spread of coronavirus, which is right on. It's a new Pew Research Center survey. And Pew, they're really good. They don't stink, Pew. A new Pew Research Center survey found over 3/4 of American adults blame the Chinese government, the communist Chinese government, for the global spread of coronavirus. And over 60% of the American respondents said the country, China, has done a poor job of handling the aftermath of the outbreak. Right on. Of course, I think it's communist China's fault that we got the coronavirus here and it went to different parts of the world. I mean, they knew about it. They knew about it at the end of last year. That's why it's COVID-19. They knew about it in 2019. And they let people get on airplanes and fly all over the world. And they knew about it. And you know what's interesting is there are some people. No, so I'm glad to see that the majority of Americans, yeah, it's communist China's fault. Duh. But there are some people who say it's racist to blame China for the coronavirus. Well, why is it racist if that's where it started? You know, a fact is a fact. You know, if people were walking around here in America just punching strange Asian people because of coronavirus, that's racist. But just saying, well, you know what? It came from China. That's not racist. That's a fact.
Yeah. I think what they're trying to say is you can't blame the entire country of China, like the Chinese citizens and the Chinese people. It's the Chinese government that was responsible for allowing it. Not because when you say I blame China for it, it sounds like you're blaming the entire country, all how many billions of them they have, which isn't necessarily the case. By saying it's China's fault, we specifically mean the Chinese government for not getting a handle on it before it was released from Wuhan.
Yeah, and it's the communist Chinese government.
Okay. You know, put the modifier in front of it, but yeah, the communist Chinese government.
I mean, they're communists.
I know, but that's beside the fact that the virus getting released. It's not the communism that made the virus spread. It's the fact that they were irresponsible.
Yes.
Whether it was communist or capitalist, it didn't matter. But I mean, if you want to put the modifier
irresponsible
on it,
communist government.
There you go. All right, if you want to say it that
and
way.
And let me just ask you a question on the side of that, Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
An aside to that. You got two grown men walking down the street.
Okay.
And they both happen to work in government. That's their job titles. One of them is a capitalist. The other one's a communist. And mm-hmm. They're just these two guys just walking down the street. Who would you not only want to hang out with more, maybe have a beer with, hang out with, maybe go get some dinner with? And who would you trust more? If two guys walking down the street, they're both government employees.
Mm-hmm.
One is a capitalist, the other's a communist.
My honest answer, it depends on their personality. Whether they're communist or capitalist isn't a modified or isn't a recommend. It's more like a how do you act? Meaning, would you hang out with Rage Against the Machine or would you rather hang out with, you know, Beethoven, Bach, if he was a capitalist?
Look, I'm a big fan of Rage Against the Machine's but the music, but those guys are basically communists.
But you would still hang out with them though, right? You have a beer with Rage Against the Machine.
Well, I'd have a beer with them, but you didn't answer my question.
Mm-hmm. It depends on how they act. It depends on their behavior.
So you think like if the capitalist he could be an ass, mm-hmm. you wouldn't want to hang out with
right.
him. But the communist, even though he's communist, he could be a cool commie.
Yeah.
And so you wouldn't mind. See, I don't know. I
wouldn't trust the communist with being my government official, but just to hang out with him, yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Interesting.
I wouldn't vote for the communist to be my mayor or my governor, but if he just wants to hang out and have a beer, sure.
Well, I just thought that this was a very interesting survey, a brand new Pew Research survey. A Pew Research Center survey found that over 3/4 of American adults blame the Chinese government, the communist Chinese government, for the global spread of coronavirus. And look, that's not racist. That's a fact. That's a fact. That's where did the coronavirus come from?
Wuhan, China.
That's a fact. That's not racist. That's a fact. Stop being afraid to say things that are facts.
But was it a weapon, John?
Wow, that's a whole other story. We talked about that before, but that's for another time. Hey, coming up on the show, LSU and the SEC, the football conference they play in, they had a big announcement yesterday about how their college season is going to go. At least it's going to attempt to go. I mean, we're getting ready for football. And there was another big announcement in college football yesterday. Stay tuned for that coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Our radio station's website is really cool, bayou957.com. There's all kinds of entertaining stuff up there. Check it out regularly. As a matter of fact, there's a couple of cover songs on there right now that are really, really cool. You could see there the band Korn, does an incredible cover of the Charlie Daniels Band song, The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Georgia. And these guys, Bono and The Edge, do a great cover of an acoustic cover of Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven. Go check out those two cover versions of songs and a lot of cool stuff on our website at Bayou957.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. The Police there, their drummer, Stuart Copeland, well, in my opinion, one of the great rock and roll drummers that nobody ever talks about. But his brother, a guy by the name of Miles Copeland, who's dead now, but Miles Copeland had a record company called IRS Records, and they were the record company who signed the band, the Go-Go's. And the reason I'm bringing that up is tonight on Showtime, they're debuting an all-new documentary about that band, the Go-Go's. We're going to talk about them coming up. I got a couple of cool Go-Go stories. And I've always liked that band. Later in the show, we're going to play a little Go-Go's. We're going to talk about that documentary, and we got some Go-Go stories coming up. But it was the drummer of the Police's brother who signed them to a record deal when nobody else really would. That's coming up later in the show. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. And I saw this headline and I said, wait a minute. Couple arrested for violating quarantine. A Florida couple. Yeah, well, we always hear a Florida man. Here's a Florida couple story. A Florida couple was arrested for defying quarantine orders issued after they each tested positive for the coronavirus. Cops arrested 26-year-old Johanna Gonzalez and her 24-year-old boyfriend, Jose Interanian.
Close enough.
Well, they were arrested at their apartment in Key West. I love Key West. Coleman, have you ever been to Key West?
No, I have not been to Key West.
It's as close to Cuba as you can be.
That doesn't sound enticing.
In the United States of America.
If I read that on a brochure, they wouldn't want to make me go to Key West. It's as close to Cuba as you could be. Like, okay, well.
Well, it's the southernmost point in the United States. And if you go right to the edge, the southernmost edge of Key West, they have a sign and they say, this is, we're only so many miles from Cuba. It's not the reason you go to Key West. The weather's great. It's a fun place to party. It's a good time.
Or at least it was before 2020 happened.
Yeah. Well, these two who live there in Key West, listen to this. They got arrested because they were given quarantine orders after they tested positive for coronavirus. The Florida Department of Health, yeah, there is such a thing, believe it or not, they actually gave this couple a quarantine virus. They were each told that they tested positive for the coronavirus. And since they had roommates who live with them in their apartment in Key West, they were instructed to wear face masks at home inside their own apartment. They were also instructed to self-isolate and remain in their apartment for a minimum of 2 weeks. Well, the couple didn't do any of that. They ignored all of those directives. Evidently, not only did they fail to wear face masks inside their own apartment and exposed all members of that household who they were living with to COVID-19. They actually went out. They went grocery shopping, and they were enjoying Key West after they were given those orders where they weren't allowed to do that. So they were actually arrested, Coleman, and they were charged with misdemeanors.
The question is, when they went out shopping, were they wearing masks? See, that now wearing a mask inside your home, you know, it's your house. You want to be comfortable. It must suck for a couple to have to wear a mask inside their own home just because they happen to have roommates and get in trouble for that. But my theory is, if masks are supposed to work and they are out in public and they are wearing masks when they're out in public, I don't see what the big deal is.
Well, I don't know if they wore masks when they went grocery shopping or not, but after they tested positive for coronavirus, mm-hmm. and after the state of Florida told them to do all of the things that I just told you that they were supposed to do, they went. The state of Florida checked on them a couple days later, knocked on the door, and they weren't doing anything. And then they got caught outside and grocery shopping, and then. But can you imagine? You got arrested for not wearing a face mask in your own home.
I cannot imagine that. I cannot imagine being arrested for not wearing a mask inside of my own home, and then being like getting in trouble for it for my own, like for not doing what y'all told me to do in my own damn house.
They have a criminal record now.
just because they decided to live in their own house, it's the roommate's fault, I guess.
Well, it's,
that's their fault for having roommates.
Because this couple, they have roommates, and that's why the state of Florida instructed them: you have to wear masks inside your own home so your roommates don't catch this. They didn't do that when the state of Florida went back and checked up on them. So now they got arrested. You know, this reminds me of that couple in Kentucky we talked about a couple of weeks ago on the show.
And they didn't want to sign the papers.
Yeah, they the woman tested positive, the wife tested positive for coronavirus, and they didn't want to sign papers saying that they would contact trace when they went out, that they would give people their phone number and such. And they
put ankle monitors on them.
Yeah, the Commonwealth of Kentucky told them you got to wear these ankle monitors, and then they didn't wear the ankle monitors, and they got arrested for that. So this is incredible how people are getting arrested for not listening to state authorities when it comes to them testing positive for coronavirus.
So when you hear stories like that, when you hear stories about people getting arrested in their own homes for not wearing a mask, when you hear stories about people having ankle monitors attached to their ankles, what's the likelihood of somebody who may feel like they may have it getting tested now? They're like, "Whoa, I might have it, but if I get tested, they might make me wear an ankle monitor. They might arrest me for not wearing a mask in my house." So people are not going to get tested now because that's demoralizing. That's discouraging.
Yeah, that's something. They were arrested. What do you think about that? Now, these two people are young. The couple in Kentucky were a little bit older. But you would think if they got a lawyer, a decent lawyer, that really, You're arresting me and these two? You're really arresting me for not wearing a face mask inside my own home because I have roommates?
I said the roommates didn't press charges and they didn't care. It shouldn't matter.
What do you make of this? If you're listening, text us. Do you think that these arrests are they constitutional, or is this way? Hey, it's because it's a pandemic. The government can do whatever the hell they damn want to do. Really? The way I look at this is if these couples get a lawyer, I think they could fight this. And I think they could have some success. What do you think? Do you think these charges are going to hold up in court? You could text us at 504-260-9595. And please don't text while you're driving. And let us know if your text is good. We'll read it coming up next on the show here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. We were just talking about this young couple in Key West, Florida, who got arrested because they tested positive for coronavirus. And because they had roommates, the state of Florida told them they had to wear protective face masks while they were inside their own home. And evidently, they were walking around outside in their yard and some of their neighbors actually video recorded them walking around without face masks.
Those snitches.
Let the state of Florida know. So the state of Florida came over, knocked on their door, saw that they weren't wearing face masks inside their own home, and they arrested them. And they charged them with a misdemeanor. Is there any way that could stand up in court? Really, they had to wear face masks inside their own home because they have roommates? Crazy times we're living in. And how the hell do the neighbors know? What is it? What is it like all of a sudden people with coronavirus are like sex offenders when they move into the neighborhood?
Yeah, they send out warning letters to everyone. Hey, your neighbor is positive for coronavirus. And they send it out to everybody who lives in your area.
I thought people's medical health information was supposed to be theirs. It wasn't supposed to be able to be public.
That's a good point.
But anyways, I asked you to text us. I mean, if you get a good lawyer, if these people get a lawyer, this shouldn't be able to stand up. Really? I had to wear a mask inside my own home?
Lexi says, I don't think they should have been arrested. It doesn't sound constitutional.
There's a lot of things going on right now that aren't constitutional, but evidently, because it's a pandemic, the government's allowed to do that.
J.D. Sled says, no way all that can be constitutional. Just another example of government overstepping its authority and applying it inconsistently. He also says, tracking is for suckers.
Thank you, J.D.
Chris says, if the roommates got coronavirus and died, would you still be upset about this story? Personally, I would. And he added, people get arrested for doing things inside their home all the time, like domestic violence. See, the thing with domestic...
There's a big difference between domestic violence and not wearing a face mask because you have coronavirus inside of your own home.
I guess the point is, if you do have the disease and it's known to kill people, you're not taking proper precautions. That's kind of like an assault on the roommates. But most of the time when somebody's going through domestic violence, somebody calls the police and say, hey, come get this guy or come get this girl. They're actually attacking me. But it seems like the roommates and the couple were just having a grand old time. And here's another thing, too. Like, all right. So when pit bulls attack babies at the home, they put the pit bull down. Like if a person owns a pet and the pet gets aggressive with a child, they put the animal down.
Yeah.
And I just seen a story that a dog tested positive for coronavirus. So now do we put that dog down? Or
They don't have to. That dog died.
Oh, well. But you see my point, though? Like if we're going to take these extreme measures, how extreme are we going to take it? Like if you could get arrested for not wearing a mask in your own home, you know, all bets are off at this point.
Yeah, that's why we brought this up. It's a wild story out of Key West, Florida, here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And yesterday it was announced that LSU, the defending national football champions. Yes. Yes. LSU, along with the rest of their conference, the SEC, the Southeastern Conference, will play a 10-game conference-only schedule this season because of coronavirus. They usually play, what, 12 games, maybe 13 to 12 games, and then the bowl game. But the Big Five power conferences, they pretty much have all come to the conclusion that they're going to only play in conference games this year, and they trim their schedules down to 10 games. So and their schedule will kick off at the end of September instead of the beginning of September.
Magic Steve sent an email. He said, thank God LSU had their dream season a year ago when things were normal. So whoever wins the championships, are they really the true champs under these conditions?
Look, I don't know if there's going to be an asterisk. Steve, right? You said his name was? I don't know if there's going to be an asterisk, Steve, but it's a 10-game conference-only schedule, and then there will be bowl games after that, and then they will have the playoffs like they have for the last few years. So, I think this is going to be completely legitimate. But good point about good thing LSU won it last year without any of this crap. But it will be a 10-game only in-conference schedule, and that's what all the major conferences are doing. Some of the smaller conferences, they've canceled football. They said they're going to maybe try to play in the spring. But there's so much money at stake with television contracts and such. And one other thing when it comes to college football, Notre Dame University, they joined the ACC conference this season, the Atlantic Coast Conference, because Notre Dame, they're not in a conference normally. But because they kind of this year need to be in a conference if these big five conferences are only playing in conference schedules, Notre Dame suddenly is now a member of the ACC, the Atlantic Coast Conference, and they're going to be playing in Atlantic Coast Conference schedule this year, and they can win that conference. They can win that conference championship as well. And then if things get back to normal next year, which I don't know if they will, hopefully they will, then Notre Dame will go back to just being Notre Dame and not being in a conference and just playing teams from different conferences.
So what's the kickoff? September 26th, I think it is.
September 26th. That's when the national champion, Louisiana State University Tigers, kick off their season. And so they're making the best out of this horrible year, and we'll see what happens.
I was kind of bummed out because the XFL was going on to a promising start. It was new, it was fresh. The whole take on football was different. And then the COVID happened, and Vince McMahon failed twice with the XFL, and I'm bummed out about it.
Coronavirus knocked out the XFL, Coleman. But big time college football on Saturdays this fall, and the NFL on Sundays this fall. They're trying, they're doing the best they can to try to have a football season.
Are you freaked out by the CGI crowd in at the Pelicans game? Did you see the little weird faces, like PlayStation characters? They kind of bumped. It's like it's like weird.
Yeah. They what they're doing with the computer graphics and they're doing a little bit of that with baseball too. The Fox Network is.
I've seen some of that.
Yeah, I think the CGI crowd is better than the cardboard cutouts. The cardboard cutouts that are sitting in the crowds. And by the way, I just found out, breaking news, at one of the baseball games this week, three cardboard cutouts tested positive for coronavirus.
Oh.
So I hope that doesn't mess up the baseball season more than it's already been messed up. Hey, coming up next, boy oh boy, a lot of us have depended on delivery drivers and from restaurants to deliver our foods during coronavirus.
I've noticed.
And yeah, well, that's one of your gigs too, Coleman. And then the third-party delivery companies like Uber and such, a few of them are making news. Wait till you hear about this one story coming up next about what this Uber driver did. Stick around for that here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. This was a candidate for the dumbest thing I read all morning. And since today's Friday, coming up, we're about a half hour away from the dumbest thing I read all week. Now, this was a finalist. But I decided to bring this story up now instead. It's called Uber Eats. Not Uber Eats My Food. Austin, Texas man catches delivery driver eating his chicken wings.
Chicken!
Coleman, you deliver food. But mm-hmm. but you, over on the West Bank, but you work for one particular restaurant. So if you get hungry, instead of eating someone's food that you're delivering, and maybe taking a little bit here, a little bit there, you could just grab food from the restaurant that you work at. A little bit different than an Uber Eats driver.
Correct.
And, you know, we have mentioned before on this show that in every line of work, we talked about the police officers. They've been having a rough time this year in the year 2020. Most cops are good. You know, there's a few bad apples. But in every line of work, most people that are in that line of work, they do a good job. But in every line of work, you're going to get a few idiots. I mean, I work in radio. You know, most people in radio are all right people, good people. But, you know, there's some jackasses as well.
Yep.
In this line of work. And you could say that with Uber Eats delivery people as well. A 15-piece boneless chicken wing order turned out to be just a little bit too tempting for this particular Uber Eats delivery guy. This guy who lives in Austin, Texas, his name is Richard Jackson. He decided to call up Buffalo Wild Wings and get it delivered. So he had it delivered through a third party, Uber Eats.
Sure.
In this particular case. And this guy, Richard Jackson, he also has video cameras all over his property. And the other night, when he ordered his Buffalo Wild Wings and he had Uber Eats deliver them, he noticed the Uber Eats driver. He heard him pull up in front of his house, and he noticed him walking across his lawn. On his video camera, he could see the Uber Eats driver, as he was walking, was digging into his bag of food.
Yeah.
And he watched the Uber Eats driver grab a boneless chicken wing and eat it. And so then when the Uber Eats driver knocked on the door, Richard Jackson opened the door and he said, I just saw what you did, dude. And the guy said, at first he said, well, you didn't see me do anything. Dude, I got video cameras. You want to come in the house and watch you eat some of my food that I just ordered?
And that's one of the flaws with Uber, because at the restaurant I work at, we do use third party as well, Uber Eats and Waiter. And whenever there's a problem with the order, the customer calls us directly. Like, we give it to the third-party person, and it's their responsibility. So if something's missing or if something's not made well, instead of calling Uber, they call us. So it's like, well, did you check the bag? Yeah, it wasn't in the bag. So it's like, well, maybe the Uber guy has it. And that has happened to us a few times where the Uber driver would pick up food, and before it gets to the customer, the order's canceled. So the Uber driver gets to keep the food. He's absolved of all responsibilities if the customer on the other end cancels it.
Huh.
So a lot of people get their friends to order Uber, and then their Uber driver friend comes to pick it up. And then when they call their friend and say, yeah, I got the order, then their friend would cancel the Uber order so they get free food.
Well, in this particular case, Coleman, in Austin, Texas, Richard Jackson, the victim, said, quote, it's concerning that he was so nonchalant. Especially during a pandemic with coronavirus, where we have a highly transmittable disease, and it's pretty frustrating. You know, you're all fired up. You ordered the food, and here's your Uber driver, and you're watching him on your video camera walk across your front line, front lawn, digging his hand into your food. And that's the other thing he said. He said he was, sure, upset with the Uber Eats driver who finally admitted to what he did when he realized that it was all on video.
Mm-hmm.
He admitted to what he did. The homeowner here, Richard Jackson, the customer, ended up getting a refund from Uber. And I think he let the Uber driver have, hey, you already stuck your hand in there. Why don't you, here, eat the rest of the.
So the Uber driver still come out on top.
Yeah, he did come out on top there. But he was also, he said, after he did get his refund, but he was also upset with Buffalo Wild Wings for not packaging the meal with tamper-proof seals and stickers.
How would that even work? Because if it's tamper-proof for where the Uber driver couldn't even get to it, then that would make it difficult for the customer to get to it, too. Because if it's going to be tamper-proof, it's going to be tamper-proof all across the board.
No, not at all, Coleman. You're wrong there. No, it's tamper-proof to keep the Uber driver from eating it and the Uber Eats driver. And then when he gets it, he can tamper with it all he wants. He paid for it. He ordered it.
Oh, so you mean then there'll be an indicator letting them know that somebody went through the food?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's what you mean. Okay.
So he was mad at both the Uber driver, the Uber Eats driver, for eating his food, and he was mad at Buffalo Wild Wings for not packaging it with a seal. So
that's what he gets for ordering third party. Next time, pick your stuff up.
And by the way, a 2019 U.S. Foods study polled 500 food delivery drivers. And 28% of them admitted to snagging some of their customers' food.
I've done it once. And here's why. Because the customer's giving us problems, right? They wanted this like 12 years ago. So they wanted to order just an order of onion rings. And I kept trying to explain to them over the phone, no, ma'am, you have to, it was kids. I was like, you have to order more than that. We don't just order, like, deliver onion rings. If you want food delivered, you have to order more than a certain amount. It has to be a meal. And they just kept calling. And we kept saying no. And they kept calling and saying no. Well, later that day, a new person came and they called. And the new person took their order and just ordered the onion rings. It's like, well, why did you do that? Oh, they just wanted onion rings. I told them repeatedly, we don't just deliver onion rings. But since we made the food, we had to go deliver it. And I was upset that I had to deliver just onion rings. It's like a $3 order. So I'm wasting all this gas for a $3 order that I know I'm not getting tips. So I ate like half the onion rings. And when they got to it, they only got four onion rings. I wouldn't do that again, but I'm just saying I've done it once.
It was the principal.
Yeah, so
that's why
they gave me the $4 and I gave them four onion rings, and then.
Well, there usually is a minimum amount of money you have to spend to get.
I'm not going to risk my life for an order of onion rings. I could get into a wreck.
Well, again, and just like just in every line of work, I wish 100% of the people were good and did their jobs the way they're supposed to. Most people do.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's police officers, whether it's Uber drivers, Uber Eats delivery food drivers, whether it's radio people, most people do are good, but in every line of work, you're going to get your donkeys.
Guilty.
Mm. Hey, coming up on the show, we got the dumbest thing I read all week, and we're gonna pay a little tribute to the Go-Go's because they've got a documentary that's debuting tonight on Showtime. And I've always liked the Go-Go's, and I got a couple of Go-Go stories. That's coming up next as well. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. So I'm a big fan of documentaries. I love watching documentaries. Because documentaries, they really happen. It's about real life stuff. And I love music, rock and roll documentaries. And tonight is the debut of a brand new documentary about the band The Go-Go's. It's going to be on Showtime tonight. And I've always liked The Go-Go's. You know, they were the first all-female band who wrote their own songs and played their own instruments that went to number one. Right before them, a couple of years before them, because The Go-Go's came out of Los Angeles, there was an all-female band called The Runaways out of Los Angeles with Joan Jett and Lita Ford. And they played their own instruments, and they wrote all their own songs, but they never got to number one. The Go-Go's got to number one, and they were really big for a little while, and then they kind of imploded. But I always liked the Go-Go's. I love Belinda Carlisle. She's still really easy on the eyes. And the first concert I ever went to, it was kind of like by a mistake. It was either my freshman or sophomore year in high school. It was the Go-Go's. Got on a train with a few friends, and we grabbed some beer and some paper bags to put the beer in, and we went to see the Go-Go's. And so tonight is the documentary, and I'm sure it's going to be very entertaining. You talk about sex, drugs, and rock and roll. They covered all of that and more. And then I think of one of my favorite movies of all time, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. That movie opens with a Go-Go song, the first hit that they ever had. Yes, it's the Go-Go's. That should be a very entertaining documentary tonight. Looking forward to that. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And it's about that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all week since today's Friday. Monday through Thursday, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. And today, it's the dumbest thing I read all week.
Let me brace myself.
Well, I saw this story, Coleman, and it brought me back to some of my younger days. Naked burglary suspect claims he was doing psychedelic mushrooms with Jesus Christ.
Say what?
Now, it's either Jesus Christ or he has a Hispanic friend named Jesus Christ. But I believe I was right the first time. A Kentucky man was arrested buck naked inside of a stranger's home after claiming he had ingested hallucinogenic mushrooms and was playing a virtual reality video game with Jesus Christ.
Oh.
That's what it says right here in the police report I got right here.
That clarifies it. When he said he was doing drugs with Jesus Christ, I thought he mixed his mushrooms with some Jesus Christ in it. Like he took the mushrooms with Jesus Christ. Like the divine entity.
Yeah, no. He was doing shrooms with Jesus. Well, you know, if there's a naked guy standing in a home that's not his own and the police show up, that's pretty much as good of an excuse as any as to why you're naked in somebody's house that you don't know anybody who lives here. A 911 call came in saying a male subject running down the street completely naked.
911, what's your emergency?
That was the call, and he was also hitting vehicles and mailboxes with his hands.
Ouch.
And this happened in Owensboro, Kentucky. So when the cops arrived, they saw John Stephanopoulos standing inside of a home completely nude, and he had a substantial amount of blood and mud on his hands and on his body. After he originally ignored the police officers when they told him to surrender, he was tasered after trying to attack one of the cops. The police said that after the 41-year-old suspect had been read his rights, he kept repeating that he had done psychedelic mushrooms with Jesus. And the two of them, had been playing a virtual reality video game.
Grand Theft Blessings, that's what they were playing?
Yeah, but the problem is the front door of the home that Stephanopoulos was standing in was broken, and it was open, forced open. And it was also a little bit of damage done to the house.
I've never done any psychedelic mushrooms before, but I'm not sure that guy was the real Jesus.
Well, there were some really good mushrooms. If you think you're playing a video game with Jesus Christ when the cops show up and you're completely naked standing there, Those are some really, really good mushrooms.
Because if it was really with Jesus, he'd have cool games like, let's see if you can walk on water. Let's see if you can turn water into wine. Not, let's hit mailboxes and breaking the homes.
Yeah. I started, when I saw this story, though, I started thinking about some college days that I had. Memories. Well, anyways, I'm glad no one was seriously hurt. And this guy, they got some clothes on him. They were able to arrest him. And they arrested him for B&E, breaking and entering, burglary, because he was standing inside of a stranger's home and he broke down the door. And I don't know if the cops, I don't know if the Jesus Christ was a witness. I don't know what he was, but anyways, the naked burglary suspect who claimed he was doing psychedelic mushrooms with Jesus Christ. That's the dumbest thing I read all week.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. This weekend's going to be really cool here at Bayou 95.7. We are doing a When MTV Played Videos weekend.
Yeah!
Yeah. It's going to be like the 1980s on MTV here on Bayou 95.7 all weekend long. That's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you crank that up loud this weekend. We're in our commercial free ride right now. We're in it now here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.